story somewhere. Some protagonist, he or whoever, actually sits on a bench out on his or her walk, conversation with God walk. Strangely enough, having a very strange experience actually, like slipping out of time and space for just a few moments. Where he was somewhere with someone who told him nice things, gave him good instructions and knowledge, which he doesn't remember that he remembers right now, but which he believes is there now in his resource banks. Anyway, that's how he finds himself more and more in old age. It started a couple of years ago, but it's now more noticeable, and he believes he noticed it in some of his friends too, that you kind of slide a little bit out of the scene here, the action scene within the earthly Gur Loka realm, where this body of yours, which is actually just something you borrow, will soon one day be lying there and you standing there looking at it, and that was it. You know, when you start to see the exit door and you don't deny its existence, as some may seem to do, thus becoming rather, I would say, dulled. So that's not a good thing to do, but rather accept. It also makes it easier to step through that door once it comes, because you're just ready for it, you're prepared. In fact, we should prepare it at any moment. In other words, just living in reality. So these kind of thoughts, you sit there and he sits there and blurbs out into his mobile phone, enjoying the nice summer day and a nice Swedish park. But again, more and more finding himself a little outside looking in, or as he would like to call it, inside looking out. To the Vairanga.